Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave Moore.
Welcome back to Ireland, Jenny Clare.
Do you know, I haven't done Ireland very many times, and I'm coming back to your fair city soon. Would you remind me when, please?
I will, Dave? Exactly. It's February 28th. You'll be in Dublin's Liberty Hall, which is a wonderful venue to do.
Thank God you're there, Dave. Yes. Now, may I talk to you about that venue?
Please.
It doesn't look that exciting from the outside, but when you're actually in the theatre itself, it is glorious. It's very comfortable. Very comfortable for the punter.
Yes, a very nice balcony there as well, I will say, which is
it's all good. There isn't a bad seat in the house.
No, there isn't.
Glorious, Dave. Every single seat.
And when you have been here in the past, have you found the Irish audiences as, you know, everyone talks about how good Irish audiences are for music and for comedy. Do you find them like that?
May I tell you the truth? Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to tell you the truth about the last time I was in Dublin.
Go on.
I went to your Fair Cities art gallery, which I loved. Because it has the studio inside that's just as it was. Come on, you can help me here.
In studio inside an art gallery?
Is
it the Hugh Lane Gallery?
Like I think it's at Francis Bacon.
Okay, all right. Well, you're educating me here now, to be honest with you, Jenny.
Have you never been to your art
gallery? I don't think so, no. Not this one.
Oh, my God. I don't know whether we continue. We can't continue.
Well, I was right that it was
obviously just a complete heathen.
I am a heathen. You've rumbled me. But I was right that it is the Hugh Lane Gallery, which is a wonderful place near where I went to school, actually. So I probably would have bunked off school a couple of times and wandered into the Hugh Lane Gallery.
I don't think you did, because you'd have remembered it.
Okay, fair enough.
One of the finest in any country, and a very good cafeteria as well, may I add. So anyway, I was in Dublin. I was having a great time, and then I set up my gig in Liberty Hall, and just the streets were absolutely thrumming with people. So many people out on the street, and they were all heading in one direction, which wasn't the direction I was heading in.
Right.
And I suddenly thought, oh God, what's happening? And should I tell you what was happening?
Please.
It was Michael McIntyre was happening in the arena, which was just behind my hotel.
Yes, that's
honestly, I have never seen. It was like the entire nation had come out for Michael McIntyre and not me. I mean, I think that I don't know how many seats that stadium has. I think it's a biggie.
It is. It is. It'll be seating wise. It'll be about 12,000.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. I mean, just any comedy lover in the city was heading in the opposite direction. I haven't checked.
Yes, you should check who's there February 28th, who's in the Three Arena. Well, I'll tell you.
Who's there then?
No,
I honestly don't know what I'll do.
A couple of days beforehand, I'll be taking some of my best friends and longest serving friends of mine to see Pantera in that Three Arena. So they're not really the same kind of audience. They wouldn't.
I don't know who Pantera are.
Yeah, it's like very heavy thrash metal. I think you'll be okay.
It sounds dreadful. We should never sit next to each other.
No. I'm a heathen who likes really loud, screamy metal, and you want to go to the beautiful
really
Hugh Lane
don't.
Gallery. Yeah. Well, listen, do tell me, though.
We'll find common ground.
Yes, we will. I think the common ground will be your comedy show. So please tell me and tell everybody what the show is about.
Okay, right. It's quite easy. It is a slideshow, but it's a story. It's
amazing.
A story of a life, and the life is my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also everybody's life. It's about parents, it's about siblings, it's about school, it's about where you live and how these things shape you. And it's a look back. I wrote a biography that came out in October called Jokes, Jokes, Jokes. And I kind of put this, you know, like sometimes people adapt books into plays or films or whatever. Well, I've adapted this into a stand-up show because there's a lot of material and life is funny. It doesn't matter who you are and where you come from. There's always some comedy gold if you sort of mine that seam for long enough, that something in your family will be funny even if it's hideous.
Yes.
And I think that's what I've been looking at. I've been looking at growing older as a woman in an industry that doesn't particularly, for starters, didn't really like women when I kicked off.
Yeah.
When I started out my career. And then now doesn't particularly like older women. So, you know.
You're railing against it all the time.
Yeah. But it's about, you know, the successes and the failures and the relationships and the... In fact, I've been with one man for a very, very, very long time. And it's eventually, in the end, it's about losing parents. It's about and becoming an orphan.
So I suppose anybody of any generation, anybody of any age then can go and identify with a decade or a period of time that you're going to highlight that.
Very much so. Yeah, very much so, because each decade is dealt with. You know, it's a joy to do. The script isn't written in stone, so I don't think...
Ah, excellent.
So, you know, different nights will bring different aspects out. I might dwell on one period for longer somewhere, and then the next night sort of just skim over that and do, you know...
Yeah.
Just go bore into... I shouldn't use the word bore. Sort of, you know, go into another subject.
Drill into, yes.
It's a bit of a flexible feast, really.
Jenny, can I ask you about television? Because you've done so much and so many things. Like, you were on Loose Women for so long, but you've also taken part in so many... you know, quiz shows and game shows, and you did I'm a Celebrity, which where you finished third back in 2010.
It's a respectable position. It's sort of on the medal stand, isn't it?
Yes.
So you get to stand on a podium.
Definitely.
I don't think television and I have been the best bedfellows, really. I think that in the beginning I was too difficult, not difficult, but I don't know, people didn't know really what to do with me in regards to television. So I've done a lot of bits, and, you know, some things have been more successful than the others. I'm sacked from Loose Women.
Yes.
But I don't talk about that in the show. You have to buy the book.
To read all about the juicy details.
To read all about that. Yes. No hard feelings, et cetera, et cetera.
Is it true that you like doing tapestry?
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thought that the potty mouth sweary lady would like tapestry? But I feel like if you're going to sit for many, many hours in the passenger seat of a touring car, because I don't drive,
right.
I have a driver, I have a tour manager who drives me from gig to gig, because I cannot do a 2-hour show and then drive.
And then drive, yeah.
It'd be carnage. So I have a tour manager, and I cannot bear the idea of sitting in a car wasting so many hours over so many months. So I take a tapestry kit with me, and I've got quite a lot of cushions in the house from various tours, and I give
Brilliant.
Them to my family, who my brother absolutely hates anything I make. He has this face that he pulls when I give him something like a cushion or a painting or a print, or, you know, because I dabble a lot in art, and I'm selling some bits and bobs now.
Oh, brilliant.
I can't knit because I broke my neck a couple of years ago on stage.
Ouch. What happened to you?
Well, I didn't actually break it. Come on, Dave, I'm a performer. I was showing off too much. I was ending the show with a cartwheel. I'm just too heavy to cartwheel, and I sort of snapped something in my neck, and I had to have this operation. And there's a very funny gag about getting very bad constipation post this, which I can't tell you because it's absolutely filthy.
Right. Well, people will have to go to the show or read it about it somewhere
I'm not
else.
Sure, that's not actually in the show. At
okay.
The moment,
okay.
If anyone makes a request for.
Tell us the constipation joke.
Tell us the post operation. Fecal impaction story. So I can't knit, but I can tapestry with my right hand.
Amazing. Right, well, I look forward to seeing what you've got for sale. I'm going to check out your Instagram after this chat. Tell me this much. I've got a quick fire round of questions as you would all my guests. Can I go through them very quickly with you?
Go ahead.
Okay, number one, what are you currently obsessed with, Jenny?
Myself. Always have been.
Brilliant. Amazing answer. Number two, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, in my phone.
Mm.
Possibly. I mean, it's really funny about that. Sort of some people that are really famous. Some people, I mean, I haven't got him in my phone. Graham Norton's really famous. Linda Robson. Linda Robson.
Oh, Linda, yeah. Go back to when you were about 8 years old, because you probably didn't live in the... Were you in the north of England when you were eight?
Just come back to this country, yeah. Just come back to the UK.
And when you were in school, did you get school dinners or did you bring lunches to school? And either way, what were you eating?
I was a big school dinner fan. I've always been quite greedy. And in my school, when you got into the older years, you know, when you're in the sort of age 10 or 11, you had to help the little ones to their food.
All right.
And I enjoyed that because I made sure they got a lot less than I did. You're in charge of bowling. You would like a sort of mini dinner lady.
Yes.
And I just, if it was something I liked, the poor little 5-year-olds barely got anything.
And what was your favourite then that you would steal off for yourself? What would have been the meal that you loved the most?
I loved something called banana splodge, which was a pastry case with jam. It was spread with jam, and then it was filled with cold, thick custard that had bananas in it.
Sounds delightful.
It was disgusting, but I loved it.
Banana splodge, brilliant. And the final question, Jenny, they ask all my guests, and the reason I ask it is because I don't. Do you, Jenny, wash your legs in the shower?
I don't shower if I can possibly avoid it. I'm a big bath girl. I do wash. Yeah, I love luxuriating in a nice bath. And yes, I do wash my legs.
Okay, answered all the questions I have for you. Jenny Eclair, thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck to the show, February 28th, Liberty Hall in Dublin. Do not miss Jenny. It's going to be absolutely
Looking
amazing.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jenny. Bye-bye now.
Dave Moore on Today FM.